I'm Father James Hanvey, and I'm in room 30 of the National Gallery. And I'm just standing in the presence of a painting called The Toilet of Venus. Venus is the goddess of love, and it's about her making her preparations. And it's by a great Spanish painter, I think one of the greatest of the Spanish painters of the 17th century, Diego Velázquez. And of course, Venus is the goddess of love, and what he shows us is we see Venus, her back, she's naked, and she's looking in herself in a mirror with a little cherub holding the mirror up with a sort of playful ribbon. The cherub has a blue ribbon, but also draped partially over the mirror is this beautiful playfulness. There's a playfulness here, and an adoring quality of the cherub. In a sense, he's looking at both the reflection of Venus and at Venus herself. Now, what's very interesting in this picture of Velázquez, and how clever he is the whole picture is about reflection. And it's inviting us to reflect, because we're invited in, the mirror invites us in to look and to reflect on this beautiful form, magnificently painted with the wonderful flesh colors, and also the sense of form in the body and in the legs and in the thighs. And so we're drawn in. There's a voluptuousness and a reality here that we're drawn into, but also that's communicated in the furnishings. You could almost reach out and touch the silk sheets and all the rest of it, as you can with the red curtains. So everything about this is about, at one level, is about the senses. And yet at another level, because Venus is looking at herself in the mirror, it's about an interiority, it's about a reflection, it's about a self-consciousness. And I suppose two things that this picture asks me to do. And one is, it invites me, first of all, to acknowledge the beauty of the human form. Our bodies are something that we can rejoice in, that we can enjoy and admire. But the second level is also this question of reflection. Who do we adore? Is Venus looking at herself in the mirror in a sort of narcissistic operation of love? Or is she also contemplating the beauty that is already in her? So there's always this enticing ambiguity. And I think for each one of us, remembering St. Paul's wonderful phrase that the body, the human body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit, it invites us to understand ourselves in this new way, not to be afraid of our flesh, but to rejoice in it, but also to understand that it is a temple to be honored. And then I suppose the second thing is to say, what is it that we love, or who is it that we love? Where are we drawn? Are we just drawn to ourselves and those who reflect us? Or are we drawn beyond ourselves? The interesting problem, in this picture is Venus isn't drawn to anything beyond herself. What we're faced with in this very powerful and very clever picture is the way in which Venus, in her reflection, looking at herself in the mirror, is still within the circle of her own self-love. And it's an admiring, adoring self-love, which we are also invited into. I suppose the question for us is, as Christians, we have a different understanding of love. In our sense, love draws us beyond ourselves, because the image that we're looking at is not our self-image, but ourselves in Christ. And Christ draws us beyond ourselves, out to the other, out to the world. And so Christian love, whatever Christian love is, it neither denies the beauty of our bodies and the place that our bodies have in God's creation. That's why they need to be respected and honored. But it also reminds us that what Christian love is never a narcissistic operation. It's always an invitation to go beyond into a new and exciting and creative freedom.